With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The fire burning on the northeast side of Glacier National Park is still not contained, but has not grown significantly today. Corin Cates Carney reports from Incident Command.
The sky over St. Mary Lake is gray with smoke, and the air hums with helicopters. At last estimate, the Reynolds Creek Fire, 6 miles east of Logan Pass, is burning 4,000 acres. Command of the fire will make the full switch to a Type 1 Incident Command team tonight at 10 p.m. Type 1 is the highest level of emergency response. The current incident commander, Andy Huntsberger, says the fire's growth is limited to the north because of rocky terrain, but to the west and east, the fire has room to expand.
In the east is probably our area of greatest concern because the predominant winds blow from the west to the east here, and there is a band of vegetation that is continuous from where the fire is currently at all the way to St. Mary and beyond.
The fire is being handled by 200 people, 25 engines, and 6 aircraft. I'm Corin Cates Carney in St. Mary.
The Cabin Gulch fire east of Townsend is still being called 15% contained, although Public Information Officer Mariah Lucian says the percentage will likely be greater when fire officials update numbers this evening.
Today, firefighters have been making good progress. Overnight, we did receive some light rain. It allowed fuel moistures in those finer grasses to come up, and then we woke up with cloud cover and lower temperatures and higher relative humidity, really allowing those firefighters to make some good progress.
Highway 12 through the fire area is now open, but limited to one lane with pilot cars due to road construction.
State wildlife officials will host 5 public hearings in August on a draft environmental impact statement for bison conservation and management in Montana. The draft report prepared by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks considers the possibility of restoring bison somewhere in the state where the animals could be managed as a native species. The hearings for discussion and public comment will start in Bozeman on August 2nd and continue in Billings, Great Falls, Malta, and Miles City through August 26th. Authorities in Glacier National Park are saying the fire on the park's east side didn't grow explosively today like it did yesterday, but they've not yet offered an update on the fire's size beyond the estimate of 4,000 acres given this morning. At least 200 people and 6 aircraft are fighting the fire, and leadership of the effort against it will switch to the highest level Type 1 management team tonight at 10 o'clock. Meanwhile, one person has been arrested in connection with the Cabin Gulch fire burning east of Townsend. Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson says Robert Alexander Norman was arrested yesterday in Park County. Authorities have lifted the evacuation order for about 40 homes in the area that had been threatened by the Cabin Gulch fire. The official estimate of the fire size has been reduced to 2.5 square miles due to better mapping. Fire officials report good progress on the fire today and expect later today to increase their estimate of how much it's contained beyond the 15% figure given this morning. The oil company BP is asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit by the state of Montana alleging the oil giant has deliberately concealed information for decades. District Judge Jeffrey Sherlock did not make an immediate ruling after the two sides presented their cases today in Helena. Montana attorneys had claimed in the original 2011 lawsuit that BP, quote, double-dipped by taking oil cleanup funds from both a state fund and its insurers. The state's claims have since shifted away from that argument to general accusations of deceit. Special Attorney Bill Rosbach says BP has negligently omitted information of its subsidiary's pollution and oil spill insurance since the 1970s. BP attorney Mark Lilly argues that the state is attempting to sidestep time limits and put the company on the hook for anything its predecessors and successors have done. I'm Eric Whitney from Montana Public Radio News. Thanks for listening.